My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Real legitimate football things to discuss as Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia all open their seasons tomorrow. We had some tremendous college football-y things happening last night where Deion Sanders' team gets everything they can handle and more from an FCS opponent, an elite FCS opponent, a powerhouse FCS opponent, but still an FCS opponent nonetheless, to the point where there's a Hail Mary thrown towards the Colorado end zone. They're up by, what, 5?
Mm-hmm.
And it's completed at the 4-yard line. I mean, it's right, that game's right there.
Yes.
Then you got Minnesota down by 2 against North Carolina. They kick a field goal. Looks like it's going to be good. Hooks to the right. And Minnesota starts shooting off fireworks as if the field goal was good and that they won the game. So it's amazing. That's college football right there, Doran.
Yeah, what a way to start the weekend. And I mean, we have a slate of games tonight, and we're going to have a full slate on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. There are games. So what a way to start. I love that they do have this kind of period before the NFL does start to kind of get their games out and get everybody watching, get everybody back in the football. But, you know, last night with I saw a lot of people tweeting, you know, Shador Sanders, and I think that he's a fine player. But after last night, seeing some of the throws that he made and some of the plays that he made, a lot of people are like, oh, he's going to be the best quarterback in the draft. I'm like, all right, yeah, like he's going to be great, I do believe. But let's not anoint him yet. Like, he played against North Dakota State, as you said, powerhouse FCS team. But let's see him next week against Nebraska, and let's see them against some true tough Division I teams.
Let's say he is the best quarterback in college football. Let's say he does achieve that, and he's outstanding, and he's a Heisman finalist, even for a bad football team, which doesn't really ever happen. Can you draft him 1-1 with his dad being his dad? I hate to say that about the guy, because if you're a great player, get drafted on your own merits. But his dad, man, is... He says stuff. He meddles. I would worry that every time my team does something, let's say he gets drafted by the Cowboys, or just right, to name a team, because that marriage would fit, or the Raiders. Let's say he gets drafted by one of those two teams. That offensive coordinator is coming under fire. That head coach is coming under fire. Everybody's coming. Wide receiver drops a ball that his son throws. Yep. Coming under fire. You are asking for a you-know-what storm.
Yep.
If Deion Sanders' son does something and his teammates, people around him, don't live up to their end of the bargain, you know Deion ain't keeping his mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the answer to my question is yes. I still think if he's good enough, you draft him one. But it does make me pause for a second and think about it.
I mean, what does that leave for Deion, though? Because I have these thoughts swirling around in my head that Deion does have connections and he is polarizing, that there's always firings in the NFL. I believe in my mind that Deion's going to try to get one of those head coaching jobs in the NFL. And if you are firing a coach that you have right now, you're probably not winning, so they're probably going to have a high pick. And I think that a team and an owner is going to hire Deion, and then he's going to figure out every way to draft his son.
That's pretty good theory right
but
there.
But what does it leave for Deion? Like, is he still going to coach Colorado if his son's not there? Or I don't know about his other son. Does he have another year? Shiloh Sanders at the corner?
I don't know.
I think they're both might be gone. I could be wrong, so let me know. But if they're both gone, you think Deion's going to stay in Boulder, Colorado and be a coach? No, he wants to keep climbing the ladder.
If they go 4-8 or 3-9 or 5-7, something like that, and his sons leave, I could see him just...
he's gone.
Peacing. Absolutely. Absolutely. And he did a great job at his last stop. I mean, he did a great job there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole different animal. Especially the way he's trying to do it. I think they took 53 transfers this year. I wouldn't want to keep doing that if I'm him. If I have an opportunity to go do it someplace else again with my son, I'd go take it someplace else. Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.